Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 5th of September 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you receive the love of the family path here because the Father says from his heart, My children. You receive the inheritance from the Father. A guru, a bodily being, cannot give this love. Question. What are the signs of the children who have imbibed this knowledge and have shrewd intellects? Answer. They have an interest in relating this knowledge to others. Their intellects do not wander to friends and relatives, etc. Those who have shrewd intellects never yawn, etc., while studying. They never sit in school with their eyes closed. The children who sit here like crazy people, whose intellects wander here and there, would not understand this knowledge. It is very difficult for them to remember the Father. Om Shanti. This is a meeting of the Father and the children. This is not a gathering of a guru and his disciples or followers. Those gurus' vision is that they are their followers or students. Their vision has become less for them. They look at those people with just that vision. They would not look at the souls. They only see bodies, and their disciples too sit in body consciousness. The disciples consider that person to be their guru. Their vision is, that one is our guru. They have regard for their guru. There is a lot of difference here. Here the father has regard for the children. He knows that he has to teach you children. He has to teach you children how the world cycle turns, and he also has to explain the unlimited history and geography. Those gurus don't have love in their hearts for their followers as though they are their children. The Father has a lot of love for you children, and you children too have love for the Father. You know that Baba is telling you the knowledge of the world cycle. What do those people teach? They have been relating scriptures, etc., for half a cycle. They have been performing physical rituals of the path of devotion and teaching the Gayatri Mantra, etc. The Father has come and is giving you his introduction. We didn't know the Father at all. We used to call him omnipresent. Whenever you ask them, where is God? They would instantly reply that he is omnipresent. When people come to you and they ask you, what do you teach here? Tell them, we teach Raja Yoga through which you change from human beings into deities. That is, you become kings. There is no other spiritual gathering where they say that they give teachings to change human beings into deities. The deities exist in the Golden Age and human beings exist in the Iron Age. We now explain to you the secrets of the world cycle, through which you will become the rulers of the globe. We also show you a very good way to become pure. No one else can teach you such a method. This is easy Raja Yoga. The Father is the purifier. He is also the almighty authority. And so, by remembering him, your sins will be burnt away, because yoga is a fire. so you are taught new things here. This is the path of knowledge. Only the One Father is the ocean of knowledge. This knowledge and devotion are separate. The Father has come to teach you this knowledge because He alone is the ocean of knowledge. He Himself comes and gives you His introduction. I am the Father of everyone. I make the whole world pure through Brahma. The Golden Age is a pure world, and the Iron Age is an impure world. So this is the confluence of the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. This is called the Leap Age. We take a jump in this age. Where to? We jump from the old world to the new world. Those people have been coming down the ladder gradually. Here we take a jump from the dirty world to the new world. We go directly up above. We leave the old world and go to the new world. This is an unlimited matter. There are many people in the unlimited old world. There are very few human beings in the new world, which is called heaven. Everyone there remains pure. In the Iron Age, everyone is impure. Ravan makes you impure. We explain to everyone, you are now in the kingdom of Ravan, that is the old world. Originally, you were in the kingdom of Rama, which is called heaven. We can now tell you that we have been around the cycle of 84 births and have come down. Those who are very good and sensible will quickly understand. Those in whose intellects this doesn't sit will sit there like crazy people looking around here and there. They will not listen with attention. It is said, you are like a crazy person. When sannyasis relate their stories, if someone is nodding off or his attention is going somewhere else, they would suddenly ask that person a question. What did I say? The Father too continues to look at everyone to make sure that no one is sitting here like a crazy person. Those who are very good, shrewd children will never yawn, etc., while studying. It is not usual for anyone to sit in school with his eyes closed. They don't understand this knowledge at all. It is then very difficult for them to remember the Father. How can their sins be cut away? Those who have shrewd intellects imbibe everything very well and have an interest in sharing this knowledge with others. When someone doesn't have this knowledge, his intellect wanders to friends and relatives. Here the Father says, you have to forget everything else. Nothing should be remembered at the end. Baba has seen sannyasis, etc., who are firm believers in the Brahm element. They sit and remember the Brahm element early in the morning and shed their bodies in that way. Their silence has a lot of impact. However, they cannot merge into the Brahm element. They still have to take birth from a mother's womb. The Father has explained. In fact, Sri Krishna is called a great soul. People just say that without understanding it. The Father explains, Sri Krishna is completely viceless, but he is not called a sannyasi. He is called a deity. Whether he is called a sannyasi or a deity is also meaningful. How did he become a deity? He became a deity from a sannyasi. He had unlimited renunciation and then went to the new world. Those people have limited renunciation. They cannot go into the unlimited. They have to take rebirth in the limited through vice. They cannot become masters of the unlimited. They cannot become a king or queen because their religion is separate. The religion of renunciation is not the deity religion. The Father says, I destroy irreligiousness and establish the deity religion. Vice is also irreligious. This is why the Father says, I have to come to destroy all of that in order to establish the one original eternal deity religion. When there was the golden age in Bharat, there was just the one religion. That religion then becomes irreligious. You are now once again establishing the original eternal deity religion. However much effort each one makes, so the status he claims is accordingly high. You have to have the faith that each of you is a soul. You may live at home with your families, but while doing that, you can make this firm as much as possible while walking and moving around. Devotees wake up early in the morning, go into solitude, and turn the beads of a rosary. Your account is for the whole day. At this time, I had this much remembrance. Throughout the whole day, I had this much remembrance. You then have a total. Those people wake up in the morning and turn the beads of a rosary, even though they may not be real devotees. The intellects of some continue to wander outside everywhere. You can now understand that there is no benefit in doing devotion. This is the knowledge through which there is a lot of benefit. It is now your stage of ascending. The Father repeatedly tells you, man above. These words are also mentioned in the Gita, but no one would be able to tell you the meaning of them. No one would know how to respond to you. In fact, its meaning is written, consider yourself to be a soul, renounce all bodily religions, and constantly remember me alone. These are the versions of God. However, in their intellects, Sri Krishna is God. He is a bodily being who takes rebirth. How can he be called God? So, none of the sannyasis, etc., have the vision of father and child. Although Gandhiji was called Bapuji, father, you would not call that a relationship of father and child. He was a corporeal being. It is explained to you that you have to consider yourselves to be souls. The father who is sitting in this one is the unlimited Bapuji, father. You receive an inheritance from both the Lokic and Parlokic fathers. You didn't receive anything from Bapuji. Acha, Bharat received its independence, but that cannot be called an inheritance. It should have received happiness. There are two inheritances. One is from a limited father, and the other is from the unlimited father. you don't receive an inheritance from Brahma. Although he is the father of all humanity, he is called the great-great-grandfather. He himself says, "You don't receive any inheritance from me." Since this one himself says that you don't receive any inheritance from him, what would you be able to receive from that Bapuji? Nothing at all. The British departed. What is there now? Hunger strikes, picketing and strikes, etc., continue to take place. There continues to be so much violence. They have no fear of anyone. They even kill senior officers. Instead of happiness, there is even more sorrow. It is only a matter of the unlimited here. The father says, "First of all, have the firm faith, I am a soul, not a body. The father has adopted me. I am an adopted child." It has been explained to you that the father, the ocean of knowledge, has come and that he tells you the secrets of the world cycle. No one else can explain these. The father says, "Forget your body and all your bodily religions and constantly remember me alone." You definitely have to become Satopradhan. You also know that the old world is definitely going to be destroyed. There are very few people in the new world. There is so much difference between millions of souls and only 900,000. Where will all the souls go? It is now in your intellects that all of us souls were up above. We then came down here to play our parts. A soul is called an actor. The soul acts through this body. The soul needs his organs. The soul is so tiny. There are not 8.4 million births. If everyone were to take 8.4 million births, how would those parts repeat? You would not remember anything. It would be beyond your memory. You cannot even remember 84 births. You forget them. You children now have to remember the Father and definitely become pure. Your sins will be burnt away in this fire of yoga. You also have the faith that you claim your unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father every cycle. Now, in order for you to become residents of heaven, the Father has said, "Constantly remember me alone, because I alone am the purifier." You have been calling out to the Father, and so the Father has come to make you pure. Deities are pure, whereas human beings are impure. You have to become pure and go to the land of peace. Do you want to go to the land of peace or the land of happiness? Sannyasis say that happiness is like the droppings of a crow and that they want peace. Therefore, they cannot go to the Golden Age. In the Golden Age, there was the religion of the household path. The deities were viceless and they became impure as they took rebirth. The Father now says, "You have to become viceless. If you want to go to heaven, remember me and your sins will be cut away and you will become a pure and charitable soul and then go to the land of peace and the land of happiness." If you want to go to heaven, remember me, and your sins will be cut away, and you will become a pure and charitable soul, and then go to the land of peace and the land of happiness. There was peace as well as happiness there. It is now the land of sorrow. The Father comes and once again establishes the land of happiness and destroys the land of sorrow. The images are also in front of you. Ask them, where are you now standing? It is now the end of the Iron Age and destruction is just ahead. Only a small piece will remain. There are not as many continents there. The Father alone sits here and explains to you the history and geography of the world. This is a school. God speaks. First of all, you have to give the introduction of the Father. You now have to go from the Iron Age to the Golden Age. There is nothing but happiness. To remember the One is to have unadulterated remembrance. You also have to forget your bodies. You came from the land of peace, and you have to return to the land of peace. No impure beings can go there. You have to become pure by remembering the Father, and then go to the land of liberation. You have to sit and explain this very clearly. Previously, you didn't have all of these pictures. Everything used to be explained to you in a nutshell without pictures. You have to change from human beings into deities in this school. This knowledge is for the new world. Only the Father gives this. The Father's vision remains on you children. He teaches us souls. You also have to explain that the Unlimited Father explains to you. His name is Shiv Baba. When you say Unlimited Baba, they become confused because there are so many Babas. Even the mayor of a municipality is called Baba. The Father says, I enter this one, but even then my name is still Shiva. I give you this knowledge through this chariot. I have adopted this one and named him Prajapita Brahma. He too receives the inheritance from me. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence Vedana. 1. It is now time to take a jump from the old world to the new world. Therefore, have unlimited renunciation of the old world. Remove it from your intellect. 2. Pay full attention to this study. It is not usual for students to sit in a school with their eyes closed. Pay attention that your intellect does not wander here and there at the time of studying, and that you don't yawn. Whatever you hear, continue to imbibe it. Blessing. May you have a right to the sovereignty of the world by having self-sovereignty, and with your spiritual intoxication, forget the old world. Those who claim a right to the Father's inheritance at the confluence age are the ones who have a right to self-sovereignty and so a right to the kingdom of the world. Today you have self-sovereignty, and tomorrow you will have the kingdom of the world. It is a matter of today and tomorrow. You souls who have such a right to stay in spiritual intoxication, and that intoxication easily enables you to forget the old world. Those who have a right never have to depend on any object, person, or sanskars. They do not have to make effort to leave limited things, for those things automatically leave them. Slogan: only those who use every second, breath, and treasure they have in a worthwhile way become embodiments of success. Om Shanti.